Ladies and gentlemen, we've got home. Oh my God, we have more people than microphones.
We got some dudes. Yeah. Well, we got some dudes
in the house. If you're gonna sit in that chair, you gotta talk in that microphone.
Matt, talk. Talk.
Matt knows a lot of things that are witty.
Yeah. Matt knows a lot about a lot.
Bro, introduce yourself. Radio show. Bro.
I can't wait.
What is your name, bro?
All right, yeah, scoot really over.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, no, you're just short.
You got 2 inches.
That's
from
true too, man. 2 inches from mic. Nose on the pop screen.
How's that?
How you doing, Jacob?
Nose on the pop screen. I'm good, dude. Let's do a quick little re-intro so we know what's going on because we had so much shit going on.
Exactly.
We've got Kim, photographer extraordinaire,
with Dead Bird Records, Red Feather Events.
Keyword: make shit happen.
Yes. Make shit happen, Esquire.
And we were just joined by. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Slow Train, and my name is Adoniram Lipton, and. The other fellas will be popping in, Andy Keaton and Nathaniel Klugman and Matthew Roth, and there's other fellas.
Is this the entirety of Slow Train?
It's 4/6, about 2/3 of it.
Is it 4/6 or 2/3?
I thought it was more
like 5/8.
It's a lot of you.
And this is a really, really awesome band.
Dude, yeah,
awesome,
that's what I've heard.
Band.
What do you mean that's what you've heard, man? We just played like two seconds ago.
I just heard that you guys are awesome.
You know what's funny is the only thing I told Paul is like, you know what sucks is we're going to be broadcasting outside. We're not going to be just like see as much of the bands. We're only going to be like hearing them. But I happen to go in and get beers when you guys were playing.
Yes. I saw you.
I stopped and checked with Laura. I was like, what's the name of this one again? I was like, yeah, a guy came and talked to us.
Y'all made some intimate eye contacts.
Yeah.
Legit.
Which one?
You guys are like, man. You guys are a delicious buffet. Yeah, nobody can hear from me. No, yeah, get on this one. I wish I had another mic.
He said something about a buffet.
Something about a buffet is really delicious. So you guys are performing tonight. And we know Laura's his sister with Dead Bird Records, and we're sponsoring the band. So, you guys are playing when again?
We're playing later. Is this a live podcast?
This is live right now.
That's how we roll. Technology asses.
Yeah. Right?
Boom, camera.
So it's not even really
everyone seeing your faces.
It's aggressive technology.
It's an internet radio show.
It's not a podcast as much as it's just like the most popular thing in the world
now.
Well, so we're playing later tonight at Hole in the Wall.
Tonight?
That's awesome.
Because that's the truth,
man. I will not shut the fuck up.
I will not. You can't tell me what to do.
Free speech! Free speech! First Amendment!
He's wearing a nice hat.
So, yeah, we're playing at the Hole in the Wall at 12:30, you're actually listening to this and you live in and you're in Austin, it's up by the UT campus on Guadalupe.
You got 30 minutes to get over to the Hole in the Wall.
No, 12:30. What time is it?
Isn't it
like 12:30?
No, it's not, man. What are you, still in California time?
Yeah.
Oh, we are. It's only 11 o'clock. Anyway.
Oh, it's 11 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
We're
freaking out.
I'm glad we had that reality check for y'all.
Yeah.
I thought it was midnight. My bad.
Never seen you guys move so fast. That was amazing.
Why don't you give everybody listening a lowdown on the band, maybe what type of music, style of music you think it is.
And the other shows you're playing.
Yeah.
Let's keep on going.
Let's stick to the easy part. We're playing tomorrow. We're doing another Dead Bird Red Feather thing tomorrow.
So it'll be the big knife party.
Right, the big knife party. And I think we're playing at 11 o'clock, and then our buddy Will Cope is playing before us, and I think a bunch of the bands are playing tonight, like Whispering Pines are playing again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really fantastic lineup, by the way. And it's a really cool spot down there.
We were looking up some of the ones for tomorrow night. We're going to be there tomorrow night as well. So, yeah, I can't wait. That'd be sweet. Maybe we get a chance to be out there actually with the bands a little more.
Dude, I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna do a little bit of a, I don't want to say bromance because I don't want to go there.
You can do whatever you want.
You got a cool voice, man. How do I get a cool ass voice like that? Like
he said, listen to Paul. Paul sounds great.
Yeah, what's wrong with my voice?
Paul sounds like a fat piece of shit. Don't.
Pineapple juice, man.
Right.
I'm serious. I'm totally serious.
No. Never mind. Kim, cover your ears. Kim, cover your ears.
We all know that joke.
Yeah. No, right before we came out here, I lost my voice. It sucks.
Yeah, and he's gonna be useless.
I am. Well. You know,
there was too much.
A lot of yelling going
on.
He's a loud son of a bitch. Yeah. So, okay. So you're playing at the big knife party, and then are you guys on tour right now?
No, we live in Austin, so we did our showcase last night, and then you know we're putting a new record together. Actually, we're finished with the songs, and we're fixing to record in the spring, and so we're gonna be here for the next few months.
That's awesome.
When can people listening expect to find maybe some new music?
Well, we just released our current record in April, so that's still what we're promoting, and we're gonna be recording the next thing, and hopefully, ideally, in an ideal world, in the fall. But you know how that goes.
Nice. Yeah.
What's the name of the album?
The current album, the band is called Slow Train. The album is called Bound to Find You Out. The website is theslowtrainband.com, and you can find it on the iTunes and all that stuff.
Nice, dude.
TheSlowTrain.com.
TheSlowTrainBand.com.
TheSlowTrainBand.com.
But you can also find us on Facebook just by searching Slow Train, I think.
And who are we talking to? Who's that?
Oh, my name's Andy Keating. I play guitar in the Slow Train.
There we go. Nice, man.
Very nice.
Dude, we're so...
We were going to talk about movies or something.
We can't
talk
like.
Movies? That's
no, I just want
to... Well, we've been talking movies in between. We've been waiting for bands to come out. We just reviewed John Carter, which was terrible.
I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, don't go see that.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of, like, top movies, favorite movies. Let's put you on the spot, movie-wise.
First one's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Empire of the Sun. No, no doubter.
How about... This Boy's Life.
Oh, yeah, and a good book, too.
Okay, give us something that we know.
Yeah, something that we've seen.
What is This Boy's Life?
So, Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio?
Do me with a lighter. Do me with a lighter, hot shot. Do me with a lighter.
Side to side or front to back?
Wait.
It's
wait.
My house, I make the rules.
Favorite movie?
Well...
Boomerang with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, exactly.
I was about to say
that. Favorite movie?
Okay.
Friday.
Okay,
Friday's
hold on.
Good.
Friday's one of the funniest fucking
Friday's
movies
great.
Ever.
Yeah, thank you.
Boomerang's good, too.
Somebody open a window up in here. Nobody going there for about 35, 45 minutes. That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm crashing out for it. Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Got some good stuff in here.
Kim from the hood. She Kim from the suburbs.
We got Kim from the suburbs, Kim from the hood, and Slow Train.
We got where? Kim from
Cinema
what?
Recon.
We got Kim from the hood and Kim from the suburbs.
Yeah, no, we got
one's trying to find a Scottish man, and one's trying to find Eddie Murphy.
It is very diverse.
I'm trying to find Eddie Murphy, too. Okay, that's the thing we have in common.
Clearly movie audiences
Eddie
are not
Murphy's
trying to
in
find
Club
Eddie
DeVille
Murphy.
Right now, by the way.
Zing.
Eddie Murphy, let's
oh, that's
be
an
honest.
Austin joke. You guys are from Austin.
Let's be honest right now. Eddie Murphy's latest movie that's out in theaters called 1,000 Words. Has a 0%.
I've never
rating.
Seen that before.
A 0%.
A 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
A 0.
Wow.
Did you see it? Did you go see it?
Yes.
That is. That's.
Was there anyone else in the theater? Did you actually see this movie?
Oh, you.
I
you
smell
were the
a Razzie.
You got in free. Oh, so you didn't pay.
I get it free. I didn't even want to go back.
And was it good? Was, would you see it again?
Ask for your money back.
Oh my God.
Got in for free. Ask for money back.
You heard it here first. That's how much. Eddie Murphy's new movie
what
sucks.
What a great movie.
Kim turned a profit on that.
Oh,
so.
My God.
No, there's no way.
So the movie costs like $20 is what you're saying. The movie costs the price
no,
of her ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, that's cool, man.
All right, let's get back to facts.
Get right back to facts, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, we normally do film. We're talking like music with you guys here. If you guys were a soundtrack, how about that? What kind of movie would you guys be on?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
If you guys
this
were a sound...
This Boy's Life.
Okay.
That's an entire genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you see.
Let me ask you a second question. I'm going to ask
yes,
you a
please.
Question back.
You're going to answer
this,
a question with a question?
This,
yeah. No, let me ask you a question.
Right, what is this, the goddamn SATs?
No, because I have a theory. I don't think that any human being likes kung fu movies in real life, and people just pretend to. But I think the ironic answer would be like a kung fu movie, because everybody's supposed to pretend to like kung fu movies, but
everyone's,
I think only people in movies like kung fu movies.
Everyone saw Office Space and think they want to be that guy.
Nobody likes that shit. It's horrible.
I'm gonna hop on your theory bandwagon, yeah. Right. But not your literal bandwagon, because right. I dig a good kung fu movie every now and then.
I can go for some classic.
But Jacob, you don't have to say that.
Oh, but I do watch them.
You don't have to
what
say
about
that, man.
You won't watch any classics like Jackie Chan.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking
classic
about.
Classic Jackie Chan is like an oxymoron. But.
Oh, then you like, for example, The Spy Next Door. That was a great one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. What was the one with the suit that fights people?
Let's
yeah.
put it...
Oh, yeah.
Let's put the suit of the traveling pants, right?
All right, I'm gonna take your analogy to the next level. I'm going to put it to the test.
All right.
Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee. Would you classify that as a kung fu film or more of as a... Kind of almost drama action.
That's not the kung fu movie.
No. Enter the Dragon is to kung fu as like Jimi Hendrix is to blues. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And by the way, I'm a blues fan.
I
know exactly what
you're
talking
about. You know what I'm
saying,
man? And by the way, like, some people don't like blues either, which I do. But like kung fu is like, the kung fu movies I'm thinking of, like the raw, like grainy, horrible movies with no fucking plot and like...
Where the guy punches the guy and you can tell he's over there here and he flies away.
Yeah, like porn quality.
Don't knock porn quality.
Yeah.
No, I meant really good.
We wouldn't have
standard in
we wouldn't have internet if it wasn't for the hardworking men and women in porn.
But I'm saying that Bruce Lee, that's not really kung fu. I don't know shit about kung fu because I think it's retarded.
I just see people punch each other.
You're
like
just blatantly writing them off and you don't know shit about
Kim,
kung
exactly
fu.
Exactly right, man. That's the American.
Kim from Hood. What do you think about kung fu movies?
You like kung fu movies?
Bruce Lee.
Oh, that wasn't the question, Kim.
He does.
Right now, kid from the hood almost punched Jake in the face.
I have been roundhouse kicked by a Bruce Lee impersonator.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's spot on, by the way. Yeah. So no soundtrack. You guys wouldn't be.
Can I interject?
Intervene.
Don't talk.
Man.
Don't talk, person. We're trying to interview.
Let me talk over you.
Okay, yeah, we got a question from Kim.
I just want to know if you're going to play some music tonight that's going to make me dance.
Kim, we just played, and I got to tell you, you would have been moving. I know that for sure.
But see, really?
Yeah.
You better go over
there. They're hard on the blues rock.
You can go over home around an hour and a half.
10 minutes ago.
Across the street. I live across the street.
What were you thinking? You know, I live right around the corner as well. We're going
to
be down
here. No excuse, Kim. There's no excuse for being late to the party.
Back all the time.
Bang his drums a little harder.
Oh, that's sexual talk.
I was just saying.
Next time I tell you to bang your drums harder.
She's calling you sexually inferior. Yeah. You better bang those drums a little harder.
Did you say you want a drummer to? You want to bang your drums? What?
I got a question.
Yes. Kim, you
got
to talk into the mic.
Kim from the suburbs.
So I got a
Kim from the suburbs.
Yeah.
Slow Train.
Yeah, that's them.
That's a very interesting band name.
That's a good question.
Is that coming from the Bob Dylan album, Slow Train Coming?
It's come from a lot of gospel references. Kim knows the answer to that question.
Kim has her hand.
Kim, actually, yes, that's great. Kim from the hood. Tell us where Slow Train comes from.
Don Cornelius.
What?
No.
Slow Train. Slow Train. Like the slow train for glory. Slow. Like this bent train is bound for glory.
No, listen. You might as well say Soul Train.
You heard it here first on Cinema Recon.
Slow exactly. Train is changing their name.
Slow Train.
He's slowing it down, but it's still slow.
Like, people get ready. There's a train coming. Yeah. Like that kind of slow train.
It's slow.
See how I did?
Yeah. It's got soul.
Gospel.
With the slow.
Yeah.
So slow. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Kim knows where we're coming from.
Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
I love it.
I love it more. That is awesome. Well, anything else you want to, any other shows you want to plug or anything like that while you're here?
I'm still waiting for the soundtrack.
I would like to know the soundtrack, too.
You got to give an answer.
He gave me a shrug.
If your band was going to develop a soundtrack for a movie, what would that movie be?
If your band was on an existing movie, what do you think would fit?
That is an interesting question. Andy, do you have any other theories other than this boy's life?
Andy, hit it with me.
I've been thinking about this actually since they asked the question.
And I'm going to say it again.
Here's what I got. I'm thinking like a movie. Kind of like this boy's life.
Okay. But slightly. Maybe the sequel.
Yeah. I was thinking more Mummy Returns. Or the one with the Rock in it.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Not the Scorpion King? No?
Okay.
God, you wouldn't want to be on half the movies we see.
I kind of really feel them in like a Requiem for a Dream, you know?
That'd be awesome.
It's like some snappy, catchy blues.
Hey, you know what? That's not bad.
Maybe a Darren Aronofsky.
What about like a Western? We could do a Western.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like a modern day Western? Like.
Do you think you would be in the category with the Blues Brothers?
Nah.
How do you compare yourself to Dan Aykroyd?
He's a lot taller.
I actually saw Dan Aykroyd at a restaurant in San Diego one time. And
boy,
how tall was he?
He was really tall.
See?
But he's a big biker. So he was all in his leathers with a bunch of his biker
like
dudes.
Like a 10-speed? He's on a fixed gear bike.
He was.
I didn't know that.
10-speeds, and he was on a fixed gear BMX bike, and he was
biking
in the back.
Biking is over.
He was trying to fucking
so
keep
corporate.
Up, he couldn't.
Dan Aykroyd's a friend of the show, and we apologize. Sorry,
Dan. Hi, Dan. Sorry, Dan.
How are you, Dan?
Text me later. Can't wait for Ghostbusters 3.
Oh, you heard Bill Murray said no. Ghostbusters 3.
It's on my list of our very
Let's
first
take a call
show.
Now.
Oh yeah. Well, we got
calls from the public.
The chat room is lighting up right now.
Line two, it's Tom from the Bronx.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm just wondering, you guys are always talking about the movies and this is my best Bronx accent.
You think Gina's gonna retire after this year? What do you think?
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I just wanna say the Red Sox suck, seriously.
He's going to piss off Mark.
Oh, God.
All right, Tom. Well, we're going to have to let you go, man.
Yeah. No, thank you very much.
All right, give us one little rundown of what you are and who you are and where you are.
The band is called Slow Train. We're here at South by Southwest. We're playing later tonight at Hole in the Wall, tomorrow, which is Thursday, at the Big Knife Party.
At 11,
At 11 o'clock on Rainy Street.
East Avenue Lounge?
That's what it's called, the East Avenue Lounge. And then on Friday at Lucy's Retired Surfer Bar.
You guys have any music with you tonight?
We do.
I was going to say, because we've been going around and trying to talk to the people that we talk to, and we want to, we normally run like different songs during our bumpers and commercials and stuff. Mm-hmm. Wonder maybe we can do that later on the show when we mix it down.
For sure, man. I'll grab a CD for you. Okay. I'll grab a couple for you. We'll I'll grab three for you.
No, there you go. There you go.
Bomb, bomb, yeah.
Bomb. Bomb, yeah. Bing, bam.
Well, check the band out, theslowtrainband.com.
Yeah, do, check them out.
What's that?
TheSlowTrainBand.com.
Four CDs.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jacob. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
man.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it, man.